Well, we are back in ordinary time. It is a hard reset on all of the readings. It's like having a big bite of ginger and cleansing the palate, starting again. The impression that Mark is making the point about Jesus, he's making the point about his authority. He has the authority to speak, to teach, without referring to those who have gone before him, without referring to other scholars, but simply to teach. They are amazed at this. Mark takes the time to reveal that. And then, to top it all off, you have an evil spirit manifest there in that moment. And again, Jesus simply speaks. And the evil spirit must obey. Man, who is this? What is going on? It really seems to be the reaction of those that are there. This is different. This is unlike anything we have experienced before. He teaches with authority and commands the evil one with authority, and the evil one obeys. Something is different here. All that being said, that's not what I wanted to talk about today. I've always been fascinated why Jesus silences the demons who know who he is. The demon doesn't lie, does he? Not in the gospel. You are the Holy One of God. That's the truth, right? Why does Jesus silence him? There are a lot of ways we could answer that question, but as I was thinking about it to prepare for today, it was the understanding that it is not enough simply to know knowledge, to know the facts about someone or something. It's not enough for us to have knowledge about Jesus. We must possess wisdom, that in which the knowledge that we possess then becomes a part of our life. It's very easy to say Jesus silences the demon because the demons are liars. He doesn't want a liar giving witness to him. Even though now he is telling the truth, tomorrow Jesus comes back, he might say something completely different. He is a liar. He should not be bearing witness to Jesus. Jesus does not need the testimony of demons, of liars. We might hear that and say, does he need my testimony? Because I sin. My brothers and sisters, we are invited to be humble, to recognize that our conversion is not just knowing facts about Jesus, but allowing that truth and the knowledge of Jesus to be integrated into who we are. That who he is and the truth of who he is changes how I understand myself and who I am and who you are and what our relationship with each other must be because of the truth of Jesus and who he is. And what does that mean for my life? You see, the demon knows the truth about Jesus, but that truth has not set that demon free. For us, it is different, my brothers and sisters, to know the truth about Jesus. You, Jesus, indeed are the Holy One of God. And to allow that knowledge to become a part of who we are. These, my brothers and sisters, are the witnesses that Jesus is looking for. Not just those who know the fact, but who have allowed that fact to be a part of who they are, to be changed by this truth. He's looking for you and for me. Amen.